successive masters, and Napoleon or whatever it is, and the animal becomes as worse than the product. That's what happens sometimes. French Revolution, right? Robespierre, you know, you overthrow Louis the 15th or 16th, I forget the number, and he becomes much worse than the king he overthrew. The Hashmonaim had a melchama against Hellenism, and they become Hellenists. That's kind of a tragic thing. And some people want to say, that's why in the Mishnah, Chanukah is not mentioned. The Chazal had a bit of equivocation about Chanukah. It didn't turn out that well. So it is a lesson for us. But there is a bit of a tragic end in the Chanukah story. Yeah. Well, there are a few reasons. I mean, they never turned back on Chanukah, but they de-emphasized it. For example, Purim has a whole Maseches.
Right, so it's Purim. There's no
Maseches time. Now, some give another reason. Some give a political reason. They say that the Mishnah was written at the time when Rome ruled over Eretz Israel.
200
Yes. 200 CE. Now, it's after the Chorban by Hashem. Now, if you light Hanukkah candles and you say, oh, this is a holiday that celebrates the overthrow of foreign domination of Eretz Israel, well, the Romans wouldn't like that so much. So Hanukkah became a bit of an underground holiday at the time of Chazal because of that kind of
ironic.
That's another reason. Say again?
That's ironic because it's all about pursuing these...
Yeah, that's right. That's why the Gemara says you're supposed to light outside, but when it became a sakana, they lived inside. And why is it a sakana? It's a sakana because of that. Like you're celebrating overthrow of Greece? Well, you know, don't do that now.
Well, it's not Greece.
Yeah, the Greeks and Rome. I mean, basically, in other words, if the Jews are celebrating that 200 years before they overthrow a foreign power, the Romans said, hey, you know, what are you trying to do now? Okay. What time do we have this for? I want to be mumptious, something. Oh, okay. So I think this is it. But anyway, I want to wish you all a very, very happy Hanukkah. I hope it'll really inspire you. And may all of you be able to dedicate the day to your hearts.
Thank you. If you have a brighter